In a 4-2 vote, the justices declined to hear the mandamus action filed by the public-private entity Jobs Ohio to force Commerce Director David Goodman to sign the agreement that would allow for the transfer of the state's liquor profits to fund the Job Creation Agency. There have been some legal actions filed and criticisms raised about the constitutionality of Jobs Ohio. Goodman had refused to sign the deal with the full support of the Kasich administration, and he explained why in a conference call in August.
It is imperative to give the Supreme Court the opportunity to address the constitutional question, to clear up any uncertainty, and to allow the state to move forward with the transaction in Jobs Ohio to maximize its resources available for job creation and economic development.
In the joint decision, the court writes that it doesn't have jurisdiction to grant the order that Goodman signed the agreement, and that the case belongs in Common Pleas Court. The justices also note that it's clear the complaint was an attempt to get the court to rule on whether the creation of Jobs Ohio is constitutional. So the next big case on Jobs Ohio could be a lawsuit filed by the progressive coalition Progress Ohio, a suit supported by the Tea Party-backed 1851 Center for Constitutional Law.
Somebody has got to decide and rule on this constitutionality issue. Otherwise, $550 million of state taxpayer money is going to go to a private corporation that may be unconstitutional.
Brian Rothenberg with Progress Ohio says if the court rules that he has standing to sue, this question of constitutionality could be resolved.
The fact of the matter is, you know, the state can complain all they want and the Kasich administration about all the games. Look, they've been the ones that have been playing games with issues like, you know, whether you have the right to sue and issues like having Jobs Ohio sue a cabinet director. So if anybody's to blame for this dragging out, it's the state trying to avoid a court actually ruling on the constitutional issue.
A statement from Laura Jones, the communications director for Jobs Ohio, reads in part, "We still believe that the legislation is constitutional. We obviously would have preferred the court to weigh in, but declining to hear this case isn't a barrier to our mission to help create jobs in Ohio." A statement from Goodman reads in its entirety, "I continue to personally believe that Jobs Ohio is constitutional, but wanted the Supreme Court to have a chance to address issues that have been raised. With the court now having had that chance, I feel that my objective was met." That's the whole statement. It doesn't include whether Goodman will now sign the liquor profits transfer agreement. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.